Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Frehill is back with us. Morning, Darren.
Good morning, Justin. We'll start with Irish soccer, and the Republic of Ireland women's coach Carla Ward has admitted that the outside noise around the FEI has been a frustration since she took up the role last January. Now, Ward was speaking ahead of her side's meeting with Belgium in the Nations League playoffs later this week. When she was appointed, she had to answer questions around Eileen Gleeson, her departure, and then her assistant Colin Healy. And most recently, she's had to deal with discussions around a case which Gleeson has taken against the association, accusing them of treating her team unfairly because of their gender, alleging that while the women's team benefited from an equal pay agreement, they were not afforded the same travel, security, medical and performance support. Now, the FEI says it will mount a defence against any of these allegations of discrimination. Ward feels that she'd rather focus on football.
I'll tell you what impairs my ability to get results. The lack of talking about football and maybe the noise that isn't football. And the more we can focus on football, the better. And the quicker we can talk about football, the better. I've been at clubs where resources aren't quite adequate. When I come in here, there's no secret. I think I said after the second press conference that there was things that needed to change and we needed to change, and we have those conversations. You know, David's been receptive to things that I've gone to him with. There's been areas that I think we need to improve, and they are constant conversations. So it's very different. Am I happy? Yes. Am I happy with everything? No, things can always be better. The resources, the standards we have right now shouldn't impact this week. We're talking about a bigger piece, right? So the bigger piece is how do we improve standards across the board as an organisation? How do we make sure that our focus is football? That is critical, because I would say since I've come into the job, 80% hasn't been football. So you have to then refocus everything back to football. Football is what we're paid for, what we need to be judged on. I'm going to be judged on results, right? So the quicker we can talk about football and focus on football, the better.
Yeah, that's strong stuff there from Carla Ward, and a strong quote, 80% of her job hasn't been about football. Ireland against Belgium, live on RTÉ2, The Player and 2FM this Friday. Bohemians and St Patrick's Athletic played out a scoreless draw in the SSE or Trissy League Premier Division. Feisty encounter, that result not great for either team, to be honest, in terms of trying to catch Shelburne for third place. Alan Reynolds, the Bohemians manager, red carded, picked up two yellows. Stephen O'Donnell is his assistant, and he spoke after the game.
Yeah, it's going to be nip and tuck. Obviously, it's very hard to predict. We have two massive games, obviously, on Sunday against Shelburne, and then we finish off with Drogheda, so two teams in around us, so all to play for. We're going to recover well now and really look forward to the next couple of weeks, because I suppose come to business end, we know last year we were at sort of the wrong end of the table and with a little bit to play for on the other side of it come the last couple of weeks. So we're on the right side of the table now, and we're looking to build on that.
In the Premier League, West Ham lost 2-0 at home to Brentford. In rugby, the Irish rugby squad head to Chicago later today for their meeting against New Zealand on the 1st of November. Mac Hansen out of the game with a foot injury. Bundiaki, Robbie Henshaw, they remain doubts for the game, but they'll travel. Jimmy O'Brien and Tom Farrell added to the squad. Now, the Connacht head coach, Stuart Lancaster, believes Mac Hansen could yet feature at the back end of the November series.
He's obviously disappointed to miss out on the travel to Chicago. But he's in good spirits. You know, he's optimistic about, you know, his foot, and very early days. You know, he's walking around without the boot on now, but that doesn't mean he's going to play next week. We need to obviously make sure he's right, and if that means he can contribute to Ireland, you know, he will, obviously. But he'll stay with us for the time being. If he gets back fit enough in the next couple of weeks, he'll, you know, obviously put his best foot forward for Ireland. If not, you know, we're in October, you know, there's 8 months of the season to go. Was a summer tour, I'd imagine.
In snooker, Aaron Hill has qualified for the last 32 of the Northern Ireland Open. He beat Lei Pan Fan 4-1 in Belfast, knocking in two centuries in his last three frames. Next up, a meeting with Barry Hawkins. He spoke to Peter Brannigan after the win.
Yeah, I feel great. It was great to play like that in front of my home fans. You know, there was a good crowd stuck around to watch me, and all my family are there. So, yeah, to throw in a good performance, you know, it always makes it a little bit sweeter.
not to have to remind you of it, but the first time I've chatted to you since April. So you miss it in the Crucible by a frame. So talk to me through the process of getting from there to here, because 2-1-4-7s, you're consistently winning matches. What decisions did you have to make at that stage?
Just keep believing. You know, my dream as a kid is to be where I am today, playing the Crucible, and you know, to be one frame away from it, turn into a positive. I'm not that far away from one of my biggest dreams. So 100% took the positives. Of course, I hurt at the time, but you know, I'm sure I'll be back next year with a fighting chance.
Yeah, that's Aaron Hill, and that's all your sport for now.